This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888. Ask Leo, the phone number. Line one, Sandy, Costa Mesa, California. Thanks for holding on, Sandy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I'm hoping you can help, and I think you can. I bought a used computer from somebody that I know other people who have bought from him in the past.
Okay.
But how do I make sure that there is nothing on there? I don't want to say spyware because I don't know enough.
No, you're right to worry. And by the way, the news is not going to be your favorite. Because often when people sell a used computer, part of the deal is, oh, and look at all the software it comes with, right? It's all set up, ready to go. But what you don't know, A, is, as you ask, well, what other software is on there, stuff I can't see? And B, if you even have legitimate license to that software. A lot of people who do this, I bet you this guy, if he sells it like on a regular basis, sells used computers, I bet you this guy is doing this. He's just put software on there unlicensed. And there's all sorts of problems you could have down the road. You have to reformat the hard drive at some point. You don't have the keys for any of that stuff. You're going to lose everything. Windows may or may not be licensed. You know, it used to be very common. I don't know if it's as common nowadays. But people would put Windows on a machine. It would run fine for 30 days. And then in 30 days, say, oh, this isn't a licensed copy. Send me money. And the guy's long gone. Now, is it Windows 10?
It is Windows 10.
Okay, so that's good news in that regard. You don't have a concern for that. And does it have other software on it?
It has Office.
Yeah, so you're not paying for Office. Did you pay for Office?
No.
Then it's not a legitimate copy of Office. It may be legitimate in the sense that it's a timed trial. And at some point, either in 30 days or a year, it'll stop working. Or it may be that he bought one copy of Office and put it on 100 machines. In any event, that's not a legitimate copy of Office. So because
I have to be aware of any way for this person to track what I'm doing on.
Yes, and that's the other thing, as you said, he could have all sorts of hidden stuff on there. So there is an answer, but it's not an answer you're going to like. The good news is because it's Windows 10, you can format the hard drive in that computer and install a clean version of Windows 10, but you're going to lose Office, but you don't really own Office. You're going to lose any software that's on there. You're going to go back to Windows 10. What other software is on there?
That's pretty much, Adobe Pro.
Of course. Yeah. Adobe Photoshop, Premiere.
I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
It just says Adobe Pro.
Yeah, this is what the guy does. I bet he advertised it with all this stuff, right? Comes with Office and Adobe. Yeah. Well, he's a crook. That's stolen software. You don't own it. And you'll have trouble in some way or other at some point. And because he's already of dubious ethical qualities, you might be concerned about other things that's on there as well. So the only thing to do, the only right thing to do for your point of view to protect yourself and from a legal, ethical, moral point of view is to format the drive. The hardware is yours. You bought it. That's the good news. But anytime you get a used computer, I would do this. Anytime. Even if you got it from Aunt Maud. Because you don't know. Maybe Aunt Maud didn't have the, you know, was into weird sex and went to strange sites and downloaded weird malware on. You don't know what Aunt Maud's been up to. So, she wasn't sophisticated enough to protect the computer. And there's, the worst imaginable thing could be on there, which is called, it's not very common, but it's possible, is a remote access Trojan or a rat. And, you know, this, I hate to even talk about these because this is used by, you know, other media types to scare you. And it's not, you know, but it is doable. There are such things exist where somebody could put a hidden computer program on your computer that allows them to turn on your camera and microphone without your knowledge. I don't think it's that common. I think that's a scare tactic. But a lot of people, including, by the way, Mark Zuckerberg and former director of the FBI, have tape over their cameras because they're so worried about these things. So you don't, and there's no way to know, you know, you could bring it to somebody who's maybe an expert in this stuff and he can look for it and maybe he'd find it, maybe he wouldn't, you don't know. So my suggestion, anytime you get a new computer, format the drive and reinstall. The good news from your point of view, this used to be more challenging because if it had come with Windows 7, it may well be that you know there's no license key on there. He didn't give you a license key. It's formatting, it means you'd lose everything, and you'd have to buy a copy of Windows 7. That's changed. Once you get Windows 10 installed on there, you're good. So this is a little bit of an advanced topic, but this is what I would recommend. First thing to do is Windows key X while it's running, while you're in it. Windows key X and select system, because you want to make sure that it is authenticated, that Windows 10 is installed and authenticated. So, you know, if it's a trial version, it'll say that. If you hit Windows key X and go to system, it'll say Windows 10 trial. But if it doesn't say that, it'll say Windows 10 whatever version, home or pro. And, you know, it'll be legit. That's good. Once the computer is registered, authorized under Windows 10, you can then format the drive, erase everything, reinstall Windows 10, and you don't need a license key. So you do own that. You don't own Office. You don't own Adobe Pro, whatever that is. You don't own those. He put those on there, maybe even jacked up the price a little bit, but it's pirate software. So you don't own it, and you're going to run into problems with it. If you did erase the drive, for instance, you wouldn't be able to reinstall it because you don't have access to it. But that's what I would recommend. You can download a good copy, a fresh copy of Windows 10 from Microsoft itself. If you just Google Windows, but before you erase anything, go to your browser, Google Windows Media Creation Tool. Get the same version of Windows 10 you have, home or pro, on your system. That's why you're going to do that. Windows key X and click system, see what version you have. Make sure it's authenticated. If it's not, then you have to buy Windows too. You don't own Windows. But if it's authenticated, then you can download Windows from Microsoft. You'll be putting it on a USB key, and then you'll run the install Windows from scratch. There is an install Windows built in, a restore Windows built in. But again, if he is nefarious, he could put stuff even in that reinstall Windows that would reinfect your system. So what you really have to do is download a clean copy of Windows from Microsoft, put it on a USB key, boot to the USB key, install Windows, and before you install Windows, fully erase the drive. My recommendation is to repartition it. Go to the options and repartition it. Erase all partitions. Erase the drive. Nothing will survive that. You'll have nuked anything he put on there. You're going to put Windows 10. Now you have a legitimate Windows 10 computer. Any software you want in addition to that, you'll have to buy. Good news is Microsoft sells Office Home for, I think, the subscription for Office 365, you know, consumer version is $8 a month. It's not horribly expensive. Adobe offers, you know, if you have the Adobe Creative Cloud, that can be thousands of dollars a year. I do the photography version, which is Photoshop and Lightroom, and that's $10 a month. But you have to pay for that. You're not getting that for free, even if he said you are. Unless he, you know, maybe he gave you, I don't know, a piece of paper that has all the subscription information. Even then, you still want to wipe it, but then you can, you know, re-download it through the subscription. My guess is, and I would guess the practice of people like this is, they go out and they buy a boxed copy of Office. You can still get that for $800. And they maybe get an older version of, because Adobe no longer sells its software off the shelf. You have to subscribe. But you can get an older version of Photoshop, or I don't know what Pro is. I'm not sure what you've got. But you get an older version of that, install that, use the serial number. He types the serial number when he installs it. Even if he does that, though, at some point you're going to get a message saying, you know, there's other people using it, or, you know, you got to renew. It's not you're not going to get to keep it.